Good evening, folks. This is your man, DLP the Prince, and this is the PVL show, man. We got a new episode here, a little quick episode. I just want to talk. So many good things, man, with wrestling. I was really, just really excited about the last episode because I got to hang out with my buddy and, really just bullshit around. So if any of you guys, like, heard the podcast, you know we would just, really just, get into situations, just talking, about a lot of things. Hold on, let me get...
Sit down. Lay down.
Sorry about that, y'all. Oh, man. It's crazy. Got a new puppy. So happy to have him. Love him so much. But God, he is hard-headed as hell, man. Jesus, he's hard-headed. Had to get a whole new pair of headsets, man. I was so upset, man. My dog, cute can be, but he is petty as a motherfucker, man. Dude, shit it. All over my headsets. I had to just, my girl was like, yeah, you gonna have to clean. I was like, no, them shits go right in the trash. He diarrhea shitted all over my headsets. I just looked at him and just laughed like, you lucky, you cute, or your ass would have been out the fucking window. I was so tilted last night, man. But I went ahead and ordered my new headsets, man. They came in. They actually were cheaper than the headsets I originally had paid for. So everything all, worked out. It's just, man, that was unnecessary. But I'm happy to have my pup. This is actually the first dog that I've owned really since my original dog when I was, really a kid. Parents really didn't want to do the dog scene again. I was number six, so they had plenty of dogs that they had went through. So when they had got my dog originally for me and he passed away, they were like, man, We kind of done with this. We done with dogs for now. And I think it was easier for them because, like, pretty much like what they had been through because of all the animals that they had owned. You can't help but understand. All right, I get it. You don't want to, you don't really want to own these many damn animals. So it's pretty understandable. Good to, good to have go on. It's a blessing to have him. We also have our other dog now, Sadie. That's my fiance's dog. That's her dog. She claimed that bitch, not me. Her dog is ridiculous, man. Freaking Jack Russell mutt and hyper as can be. Just a, she's just a mess. There is so much wrestling really to, actually just talk about, man, and really just be appreciative. I don't want to harp on WWE and because the fans are so sensitive right now. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's if you've invested so much into something, you really don't want to believe that it's not good anymore. It's not what it used to be. I love wrestling, and any of us that, are wrestling fans, we all love this shit. We're highly invested. We've talked about this before several times. Wrestling fans can just contribute something a little bit different than a lot of other venues out there, a lot of other sports and stuff like that. This is different. You know that you know, wrestling is everybody knows that wrestling is, you know, is choreographed, is, you know, is scripted and whatnot. We get that, but it's been like a huge form of entertainment that's literally just been around for an extremely long time. Professional wrestling is really just, it's dope if you are into it. And, you know, depending on like what it is necessarily that you like, there are so many options. So like it's just dope. It really is the best way to explain it, man. Like, it's like when you find specifically what it is that, you know, what it is that catches your eye when it comes to professional wrestling, whatever it is that grabs you, the options are in fact there. There's just so many different styles. Luchador wrestling, you got your traditional smash mouth wrestling, and that comes from just different areas. You know, if you go back to just hard hitting old good old boy wrestling, you know, from back in the day, you know, Georgia wrestling, the Texas wrestling, all of that, like literally the, you know, just old school, you know, just old school wrestling. And then you got, you know, British style is another like hard hitting, just smash mouth, beat the shit out of each other. It's actually, if you really look at it, the UK's, like the British scene of wrestling is actually something to be admired. Walter coming into NXT UK really shed a light on just something that needs to be seen as far as professional wrestling. Every single Walter match is a 5-star match. Like, and that's not even a plus to WWE. That's a plus to, you know, all the people involved for, like, you know, putting together NXT UK, getting those guys, and just the way they film and produce the product. It's just dope. You know, I can't help but admire everything that Walter was really able to, you know, give to us as the NXT UK champion. I appreciate everything that he brought to the table, holding that title down. I really appreciate what he did. It's just that I personally have a thing against, you know, title reigns that are extremely long, because we're done with that, you know, saying with that era of wrestling, where there was that one guy that was the champ for like 5 to 10 years. This guy was the champ. Everybody else was just trying to figure shit out. No. Like, everybody has their day, you know? And if you do the story right, it can be done. I hate it when I hear somebody literally that acts so skeptical of, like, well, you shouldn't do it this way because, you know, all those, you know, those belts have that prestige. So like, you got to have those long time. Not everybody has to have a long title reign, because any day can be yours. Any day can be somebody else's. You can put those storylines together where somebody had a title run that was like, you know, two pay-per-views in. They were able to defend their title, like two pay-per-views. They got to defend it twice, and say they lost it at the, you know, their next pay-per-view, or they need to do something special and they want to do it on like probably one of their regular tapings or their live events, then yeah. You know, you do that. But I have nothing against you know, saying somebody having a title reign for like, you know, 6 months. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with 6 months, 5 months. It doesn't have to be an extremely long title run, you know, and the way that you defend that shit is you say, well, this belt is just that competitive that we found this many people that are just that fucking talented that you're probably going to see this belt move quite a lot, because these guys are just that gifted. And that's the way you look at that. That's the way you present that to the people, and just come up with good stories And even if you don't even have a good story, there's also other ways to literally just present something that just people really still care about action, no matter what you say. You know, I think really like Vince just has lost his touch, you know, but he has also been completely honest about what he's doing. They cater to their sponsors. They're a publicly traded company now. They're not, it's not the same. There's so much shit that they can't do that they used to. You know, we get it. You know, personally, I hate that, you know, that's the truth is that, you know, they have sponsors that they got to cater to. And those sponsors, they have to, you know, kind of figure it out the right way to keep those guys happy. So they either got to come up with characters that cater, you know, to products and stuff like that. And then, you know, if you've seen WWE's product, I mean, you've seen it. You watch Raw, you watch SmackDown, you've seen it already. There's a lot of times you've seen some stupid, goofy ass shit that don't make no sense, but like, hey, they just run with it. But going back to as far as the options that you have as a wrestling fan, well, like just what's out there, there's still just so much of it out there, you know, like you haven't even begin to, you know, like crack that door open of like what's all out there. It's so much. And, you know, you can find, you know, comedy wrestling. Now they have things for, you know, they have, you know, gay pride, you know, wrestling promotions and events and stuff like that now. So representation, you know, for a group of people that really felt like, you know, they weren't being presented. Now they have events that are happening now with certain promotions out there that are, you know, making sure that they have a whole pay-per-view or, you know, a little event that also has some other things attached to it to, you know, kind of like just help with that community. And it's good to see that. And it was really good to see that. That's cool. You know, everybody, you know, gets to have something and gets to enjoy something. And it's just keep that going around. And I'm glad that there's so many options for all of us out there. You know, honestly, like the past month, I had to, you know, come to a realization. I really just can't do like WWE's product anymore, because I have to accept that it's not the same as when I was a kid, you know, with the Attitude Era. You know, we had the Attitude Era, and then before the Attitude Era, we had so many great things. Those memories are starting to show their heads a little bit now with a lot of people that are showing so much loyalty and tribalism right now with, you know, do I stay loyal to WWE because I've been a fan for so long? You know, can I be a fan of AEW and all these other promotions out there while still like, you can like all of it. The truth is that you can like all of it. The only reason why I have any investment still in WWE is because there are still so many wrestlers there, and there's still so much of the memory of what, you know, of all of, you know, just basically what we watched growing up, all the wrestling that we had, you know, all those stories. That you got to admit, I mean, I got to admit at, you know, there was a place in time where I loved the stories, the, you know, that they came up with. You know, they were interesting stories, but like as it's moved more and more to sports entertainment, it's just, I don't know who this sports entertainment is even for. It's aimed towards children, but the content is not even for children. So it don't even make any fucking sense. Like they're merchandising off you know, saying off the rails towards your children, you know, saying towards your kids and trying to do all these different like kid things to like bring the kids out, meaning they're going to get all the parents to, you know, bring their kids to buy those tickets and come to all those shows every time that they show up. And y'all grown ass adults can just literally tell your kids no if y'all don't want to go to this fucking thing. Cause like, I'm just saying, like, it's not the same. You know what I mean? Like, they really have lost their fucking touch. And I don't get it. Like, the product is just, I listen to Busted Open podcast now. Go check those guys out. They're also on Sirius XM. Go check them guys out. You know, Bully Ray was, you know, asked a great question. Like, who is this for anymore? And I have to, like, they were going over the discussion about, like, you know, basically for a lot of us that are older, you know what I'm saying? If you are 30 plus, 40 plus, 45 plus, WWE really ain't smacking for you. You know, it's really not, it is not the bee's knees anymore. It's not the need to be placed to really be. It's cookie cutter. It's something else. And, you know, I got friends that they really are loyal as hell. They refuse to watch any of the other stuff. They barely acknowledge any of the other things going. They feel like they have to stay loyal to WWE. And it's okay if, you know, if someone truly doesn't like what they've seen in the other promotions. I'm not knocking you if you didn't like what you see, but it's obvious. The majority of people that have something against a lot of the other promotions don't watch the other promotions at all. They've heard about them, but they've never actually sat down and really watched. Like, you would have to be there with them and say, look, I have the link right now, and we can sit down and watch this. And you may get lucky and be able to, talk them into letting you pretty much, you know, getting them to watch it. If you're lucky, if you are very, very lucky, you can talk someone into, you know, checking out these programs. It's so fucking good. If you love pro wrestling, like if you love professional wrestling, if you love, you know, saying technical wrestling and stuff like that, like man, there's still so much good stuff that always comes from New Japan. I love the work, the showmanship, you know, the craft, the art that you see from New Japan. You really get to enjoy wrestling, you know, because sometimes a story can be told in the ring. And see, that's why if you are a professional wrestling fan, it's now different. It's a different ball game. It's a different setting now with what WWE can present to you. You know, with NXT, what they've been able to showcase, the pageantry and the storytelling from within the ring. They've been able to do that. You know, you watch any of Tommaso, any of his matches. You know, you watch, you watch any of the Walter matches, Dragunov, you know, Pete Dunne. A lot of these, you know, saying Tyler Bates, those are my favorites. Those are all my favorites from NXT. Majority of them UK wrestlers for a reason. It's that British, you know, beat 'em up fucking style wrestling, like strong style. It's fucking awesome. It's really entertaining to watch, to see Walter beat the shit out of somebody, and you don't need a gimmick. Fucking, you know, saying finisher. Honestly, I've seen that man win matches with just like the most basic shit at the end. He, you know, saying a fucking sleep you know, saying old school sleeper holds, fucking, you know, moves, you know, avalanche moves from the fucking top rope. Come, you know, saying like most other places, you know, say especially on Raw, and, you know, Raw and SmackDown, you're not gonna fucking catch that shit no more. You're not gonna catch stuff like that. And honestly, with the delusion, since, you know, what's presented to most people on Raw, I don't even think they'd really be able to enjoy a Walter match.
And that's sad.
You know, they're so used to bullshit right now that's just presented. 24/7 championship. Like, some stuff that's funny is good. But clearly, it's not funny if it doesn't involve a certain person. Like, R-Truth, if R-Truth has nothing to do with the 24/7 championship, clearly it means nothing, because the man is, he's hilarious. And he's really, he's fucking funny as shit. The sad part is, that's what a lot of people only remember about him. R-Truth is talented as fuck. He's been around wrestling for an extremely long time. Knows a shit ton of people, has done a lot of work with people, so he's got huge respects from a lot of people in the business. And athletically, he's fucking insane. Like, he keeps getting older, yet he's in tip-top fucking shape. The man looks like, the man's in better shape than, he definitely in better shape than my fat ass, but like most 25-year-old athletic men, he's in better shape than they are. It's fucking crazy how, you know, saying how long he's been able to keep that shit up. And I'm sorry. Another thing that really bothers me with WWE's product is that you have guys who are extremely talented who get buried in dumbass situations that, yes, is it good? Are the ratings coming through? Yes, they you know, saying millions of people watch this show. You know, saying thousands and thousands of people will pack out those arenas if, you know, if they're able to get there and they're able to, you know, actually buy the ticket and go. They will pack that shit out so that they can go see Raw and SmackDown. They will pack that shit out and go. So, yeah, the gates are, you know, saying they're making their money at the gate. They're making their money from their, you know, from all their deals. And people are watching the program. But still, you got guys in there that can fucking wrestle their asses off. And they don't get to showcase their wrestling. They just are in there acting. They're doing goofy spots and they're not fucking wrestling. And then a pay-per-view comes and that person still isn't able to go wrestle. It's still talking. It's still a promo. It's still selling a product. It's still bullshit. And I got friends that are like defending this like tooth and nail. They're fighting. And you know what I'm saying? They're like, you just don't understand, man. You don't get it. You know, you can have that cookie cutter shit over there, that botchamania. I'm happy that those guys are green and, you know, fucking learning. There's only one way you're gonna get it. Just go out there and do it. If they botch, the fans are gonna, you know, say, you know what the fans at an AEW show, New Japan, if any of those guys like fall, hurt themselves, we just fucking care that they're okay. Because once they're okay and they can catch themselves, or the two of them can, you know, figure something out and keep the match going, that's exactly what they're gonna do because they're professionals. After they're done, you know, saying doing that, they're gonna get, you know, get back on track and get back to entertaining us. And that's what we're going to wait for. We're not going to say, oh, get out of the ring. You guys are just terrible. I don't want to watch you guys anymore. No, that's a fucking person that's in that ring doing something that my fat ass can't do. So if they botch a fucking move that, if there's 5,000 people in the venue, hell, if there's, you know, 10,000 people all in attendance at a venue, about 90% of that fucking crowd couldn't do any of the shit that they just saw done in the ring. No one's gonna fucking say a word. We're just gonna just hope that the match can just go back and continue. I don't understand, you know, saying this bullshit where like everybody, you know, acts like everyone's perfect. I've seen botches, you know, saying in WWE before. I've seen them. And anytime I've seen them, you know, sometimes those guys can just get, you know, they get massacred, you know, by Vince. You know, they get slaughtered by him, man. I don't want to see a person get buried because they made a fucking mistake. You got all eyes on you. Shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Not everything is always going to be perfect. One of those, you know, saying one of those moves, in order to do a lot of those moves, you have to be athletic. You can't just be some Joe off the street, hop in a ring, you know, saying, and just start performing. Not everyone can do that. We all can't be Sandman. You know, Sandman was a construction worker before he started in ECW. Hey, it worked out for him. It really did. It worked out for him. Let me stop being rude, man. Just enjoy wrestling. If you're a fan, just enjoy this shit. Cause I'm highly opinionated on WWE, but it's because I'm upset. It's not a good product anymore. It's not a great product anymore. Like SmackDown is decent to watch, but eh. Eh. I'm all right. I feel bad, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel for all of my favorite wrestlers, man. Ricochet is on fucking main event. That's the end of the discussion. I'm done with this podcast. I'm done. Ricochet is still on fucking main event. Hell, he's on Twitter promoting fucking main event. Come watch my main event. Come watch my main event, guys. I got a match on there. It's a banger. And here's the thing. Is Ricochet versus Cedric Entertainer a banger match? Of course. They're both, you know, saying they both can go. But it's that's where they're, you know, that's where they're at right now. They're on main event putting on, you know, saying matches that should be on fucking television. Those matches. If those matches really should be on fucking on TV for everybody to see. All right, guys, just enjoy wrestling. Go back up there. Just enjoy wrestling, man. There's so much of it out there. Enjoy it. I'm gonna stop being a hater. And we'll get with you guys next time, man. Thank you. If you guys check out the show, love you guys. You know, please share. You know, let everybody know. PBL show. It's always here, man. Until next time.